One question for five.
Get a title.
Yeah. Yeah. How to develop the culture of Smaran slowly and gradually when it comes to the Siddha level, Smaran, like uninterrupted Smaran?
Yeah, well, Smaran, as you know, in Sundarbhas and other places, there's five levels of Smaran, simple Smaran, and then Dharana, and then Dhruvana Smriti and Samadhi. There's different levels. So first of all, the mind has to become pure. That's why we're chanting. It's the most powerful way to purify the mind. It's the holy name. So the Smaran, we practice. We just practice whatever we can for a short, an occasional remembrance, or whenever we can.
Yes.
It, because Smaran, it's a byproduct of purity of consciousness.
Yes.
So some people from last life, they have very highly developed and pure in consciousness, so then they can easily more do Smaran.
Yes.
It's a practice, but there's no. It's not a. It's not. Because it's not like some scientific formula where you do 1 + 1 = 2. And it's because when I asked my teacher about this, he told me, he said, he quoted the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, you know, Sarvasya Chaham Riti Sannivishto, 15:15 of Gita. Matas Matir Gyano Aponam Chai. He said, from Krishna comes remembrance. This is a basic answer everyone gives, even in the highest level of, you know, Babaji's, when you're being trained in Smaran and discussing with the Guru, he says that it's Krishna's mercy. And he said you have to pray that you can remember more.
Yes.
Prayer is our constant companion. No doubt.
Yes. To add in this, like, with the prayers and the Smaran comes.
Well, you're practicing, you know, practice makes perfect.
And practicing. And how to develop.
Because all those sadhakas that have nothing to do, their main seva is Smarana Anga. It's called Smarana Anga Bhajan. Their main seva is Smaran. Smaran can be done with japa or without japa.
Yes.
There's different ways it can be done. You can chant japa and try to remember, or you can just, you know, read and remember.
Maharaj, I saw one sadhu in Vrindavan, like, who is not chanting any, he's a Gauriya. Like you said, somebody may chant just 4 rounds and he is very...
Like some devotees are very scholarly,
yes.
and so they have to study a lot, and they
yes.
and that's their appetite.
Yes.
I mean, I can't say, I don't know the individual, his bhajan style, but someone like Satyanarayan from Jeeva Institute, he's with that,
yes.
and he's a great Gaudi Vaishnav guru and scholar,
yes.
and very intelligent and famous writer, and world. Jagat Guru, Mahant, and all those things. And I'm sure, I mean, I can't say, but I would assume he doesn't chant that many rounds every day.
Sure.
But he's so busy so busy studying and teaching,
yes.
and helping others, preaching, that the chanting might be less.
Yes.
But we don't know how many rounds he chanted in previous life,
yes.
to get to that stage. Where he may apparently not chant much, and who knows, I don't know.
Yeah.
He may be chanting 1 lakh a day, because it 1 lakh or more, who knows, because if one has a purified mind and a little bit yoga type, within 4 hours you can chant 1 lakh. So 1 lakh is a wonderful amount, that's very wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, the main point is to try as much as possible to, we have many, many books we can read and study and try to improve. And you'll see, when you endeavor and try, then Krishna reciprocates and helps. And there's different things you can do with modern technology. You can record your own tapes of Leelas, you know, Astakali Leela.
Yeah.
You can read Govinda Leela Amrita on a tape with some, your telephone for that matter, and the recorder. And then you can play that in the, when you sleep. Like some people play the japa tape or some. I remember when I was in early days, I was a book distributor and I would put an earplug in a little tape player in old days, cassette player. Put an earplug in my ear and go to sleep listening to a 190-minute lecture on a, you set some button and it goes over 90 minutes. So we sleep 6 hours, so it went about six times.
Yeah.
Like brainwashing time.
Yes, ma'am.
Very
I,
nice.
I heard your lecture, ma'am.
Very nice brainwashing.
Long time in Delhi, you told that sleeping, how we can make Krishna conscious.
Yeah. And not many were doing that, but and that shows your ruchi, that shows your intensity of your sincerity, that every moment you want to fill your ears. And we have like, it's in the other room, I put in the other room if we need space. I have a big speaker and you can put an SD disc or anything. And then I'm, you know, as soon as I wake up, practically, well, I try and job at first, but then I start moving around for cleaning or whatever, bathing. And then I just put that, continue wherever I was yesterday listening to some lecture or tape. And it's quite loud because I just live alone and I can hear it. I go in the bathroom and the speaker's here and I'm listening. My ears are just there, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's very nice. I have made many since, I have tapes since, I'm listening since 1987. I wanted to record all these things for my own use. I never gave to anyone, nor will I. Although many people requested, my very close friends also, even God brothers, God sisters from this side. But I don't want to give. If they want, they can make. Everyone has a telephone, just record. Because invariably it ends up on the net. because Shanakabanda says you can, a secret between two ears is a secret. A secret between two ears is a secret. These are two ears.
Yes,
so as soon as you speak, then four ears.
Yes,
then it's out. So they say, no, I won't give it to anyone. So then you give it. And then all of a sudden it comes on the net, YouTube, whatever it is.
Yeah. Whereas we are not in touch with technology for last 1.5 years.
Very good.
No,
very
we don't
good.
Know what is Facebook. We don't know what is laptop.
Pura Ashavad. Carry on. Very good, very good. Very nice. This is the real way. Very good news. Television you have?
No. Television like for last 15 years I have.
How many years you're married?
8 years marriage.
8 years.
Yeah. Television.
Children you have or
no.
Anyway, that's your fortune, whatever it is. But the idea of not having all these things sounds great. And I fully encourage you. I'm a little entangled these days. But when I came to India in 87, I lived in the temple for a while till 89. I went to Prabhupada's rooms for 3 years. And then here and there and everywhere, about 7 different places, and finally Radhakund. And I didn't have any kind of computer technology, didn't have a cell phone or anything like that until 2004. We moved into this kutir. And then I didn't have one. 2005, I think 2005 or 2006, I got my first telephone. That's pretty good. And I only got it because people. I didn't buy it from my own initiative. They said we want to, in case of emergency, you should call us. So I didn't put any numbers on. I just set my. I would never turn it on. Like now, the same thing. And few different phones. A computer, I wrote 3 books on just without a computer, and I'm still old-fashioned. I have Elmira's full of books, and I have a computer with, 3,000 books on it also. any second, if all the internet blows up, is it fine? Because I also have my desk, old-fashioned wooden desk on a little angle. I can show you. It's just a desk, like any desk is on an angle, but it's kind of big. My legs, I can sit like this, because I sit on the floor. So and I just, that's my, I like, I feel this is the way. But so computer, I've had five in my life. But that's, I don't have TV or radio anymore. So. That's good. That's nice. So Smaran is just do it. That's all.